Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear with a low of 64. EdTech Medical Instrument Corporation, which currently is located on William Street in Racine, has announced it is moving to a new 35,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility in Oak Creek's Oakview Business Park. The company anticipates its new building will be ready by the spring of 2017. Chief Operating Officer Lisa Thiema told the Biz Times that the company has grown out of its current facility. EdTech manufactures electrodes for brain mapping and epilepsy surgery, one of three U.S. suppliers of the products. The company currently has about 120 employees and continues to hire lab personnel to manufacture its products. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated reports second quarter net income of $123 million, or $2.03 a share, up from $108.8 million, or $1.80 per share in the same quarter a year ago. In a statement, Snap-on Chairman and CEO Nick Pinchuk said they are encouraged by the ongoing progress reflected in the second quarter results. Harley-Davidson has announced the recall of more than 185,000 motorcycles in the U.S. because the saddlebags can come loose and fall off, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain 2014 and 15 model motorcycles. Harley said it found the problem through warranty claims and traced it to issues with the mounting hardware. Dealers will replace the hardware free of charge starting July 27th. The company reports no crashes or injuries as of June. A proposed senior living and memory care facility for vacant land in the 3900 block of Old Green Bay Road, north of the South Shore Fire Station, gets support again from the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission, which gave the initial approval last year, but the project had to change in scope for different reasons, including financial. Community Development Director Logan Martin explained the original time frame ran out, requiring the developer to come back for approval on rezoning and the conditional use permit. He said the facility's overall concept is called the greenhouse.
The design methodology based on smaller, more residential care spaces as opposed to large institutional facilities. Each building on site will be built with residential character and materials, same materials as proposed and approved last September.
The Village Board will vote on the recommendation for rezoning and the conditional use permit August 10th. The Racine Common Council this week gave its blessing to the use of more than $371,000 in federal community development block grant funding for creation of a revolving loan fund to help Racine small businesses that employ or hire low to moderate income residents. Alderman Sandy Widener asked some clarifying questions about who has a say in the process, to which Centerum City Development Director Matt Sadowski suggested it could be a combination of the Development Office, Redevelopment Authority, Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, and Racine County Economic Development Corporation, depending on the need. Sadowski pointed out the council still has oversight capabilities.
We will be working with WEDC and with the other organization that was described. So, but ultimately it is working with those organizations to get the application together, to get it in form, to present to the Redevelopment Authority, and eventually to come to council.
Mayor John Dickert noted this will help fill a gap affecting small businesses with 5 to 50 employees. The lawmaker behind an attempt to change Wisconsin's open records law, impacting what would have been made public from the legislative and local levels, and which was pulled after public scrutiny, turned out to be Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester. The Wisconsin State Journal obtained documents that show Voss requested the changes. An email to legislative leaders and the state's fiscal and reference bureaus shows Voss's office coordinated a draft of the bill's language. Weeks ago, when the question was raised about who initiated the move, lawmakers either refused to say or claimed they didn't know who had inserted the bill into the proposed state budget. Voss spokeswoman Kit Beyer said that the intent was for the legislature to set its own common sense policies on open records. Veteran Burlington Police Department canine handler Sergeant John Fisher is feeling the loss of his four-legged partner, Knotts, who died this past weekend of what appears to have been natural causes. The two were together when it happened at Fisher's home. Knotts was almost 13 years old and had been on the Burlington Police Force from October of 2003 until June 1st of this year. He did both narcotics and patrol work. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.